if you could build a business in the modern world as big or as small as you want without having to compromise the things that were the most important to you in the very beginning? This is the Wealthy Consultant Talks podcast with Taylor Welch and Mike Walker, as they share with you today their learning lessons from stories in their experiences over the past 10 to 15 years and share with you right here, right now. Let's get into it.
What is going on, my friends? Mike Walker here, another episode of TWC Talks podcast. I have a special little episode. We're going to do something a little different. I'm going to switch it up on you just a little bit today. I've got a fantastic clip from Mr. Taylor Welch over in our program called The Arena. The Arena, if you're not already familiar or not in there yourself yet, it is a phenomenal environment, a community, an ecosystem of curriculum calls, and just some awesome mindset stuff in particular. And it's an entire ecosystem. You have to go check it out. If you're not familiar, I'll make sure that there's a link available somewhere around this episode that you can go check out what Arena is all about. It is phenomenal. Every single person that's in there is a member, and those members have access to some pretty phenomenal insights. Because here's the thing, you will never outperform your mindset. All right. I don't care how good of a product or service you have. I don't care how great your marketing is. Ultimately, you will rise and fall to the baseline of your intelligence and of your mindset. That mindset, the stuff between the ears, is what will dictate your trajectory as a business owner. And therefore, it is imperative to invest into that software, that paradigm that you are operating on, that you are making decisions based off of, right? It's something that is critical. We already know that. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but I just want to encourage you and impress upon you the importance of taking time on a daily basis to invest into your mindset. And that's one of the most favorite parts about being in the arena, actually, is Taylor's Daily Mind Medicine. It is a short clip style content download, usually consisting of only a few minutes. Quick little audio, inject into your brain for the day, and you're off to the races. It's kind of like a caffeine boost or an octane boost for your brain, right? It's phenomenal. And I want to share with you one of those. And he recorded this actually on the road. He was driving out to our event that we just had for our chamber clients in Nashville. And he took this from the road. So you're going to get this full organic vibe here. He's from the road, just recording straight audio. You'll get a little bit of the road noise in the background, but it doesn't matter because the quality of what he's talking about is so key. And ultimately, it's going to boil down to consistency. You know, I say it all the time to our clients, consistency creates credibility. Credibility creates relationships. The business of business is built on relationships, right? So it ultimately boils down to your consistency. And this is an inflection point for a lot of people as business owners, is that they're very good in short sprints, but they suck at the marathon. You need to be able to maintain consistency, and that will pull you through and pull you past probably about 95% of your competitors, because they just simply don't have the grit required to keep showing up day in and day out and not associate today's results with the effort that's being put in. We have to understand that there's going to be a lag effect between what we do today and the results that we see. So yes, every day we will see some small, you know, immediate return from our effort, hopefully, right? As long as that effort's being properly focused. But really, we need to understand the seasonality of our business and the client journeys and everything else that happens when you invest time, effort, energy, and money today. A lot of times, in a lot of cases, you won't see the fruition of that. You won't be able to harvest off of that until 30, 60, 90, 120 days or longer, right? So you hear it all the time. Hopefully you hear it and have embraced the concept that if you're thirsty, you need to dig the well 30, 60 days ago, right? You have to dig the well before you're thirsty. When it's winter, think summer. When it's summer, think winter. You must be ahead. If you are just constantly working in the reaction mode and just the immediate urgency of your days, then it means you're never actually operating efficiently because you're never thinking about what's coming ahead, right? And this is where, being consistent will really help you, is it'll keep you on pace and leading your industry, leading your clients instead of constantly just reacting to it. So let's dive in. I want to share with you, it's about an 8-minute clip from Taylor from the road called Luck and Dumbness. Fantastic title. I know you're going to love it. Let's dive in, and then we'll catch you on another episode of TWC Talks. Let's dive in.
Yo, what's up? All right, let's talk about it. It's Friday. I'm about to head into an event. We have an event in town. Actually, you know what's crazy? The last 7 days, I've had 6 events. Today is my 6th. And it's fun. But I gotta be real, I'm a little bit tired. I'm excited to go hang out with people today. I cannot tell you how cool it is to be just like able to help other people. But I'm also really looking forward to a weekend of rest and a little bit of extra sleep and all that good stuff. I know I'm supposed to work weekends because that's what you do when you care about business. But I got the fam. I got 2 little kids and a beautiful wife. I'm going to hang out with them this weekend. Giving yourself permission to recover is an underrated skill set, especially in business. Here's the thing that is on my mind. Especially as we start hitting liftoff in some of these different businesses, like the sales staffing training company is starting to grow, but we're growing it the right way. I was telling someone today, we're looking at office spaces. I think I might have mentioned that just in Nashville. We got to get our team centralized again. I was telling this guy, I was like, I have built businesses so quickly in my past that it's like they became bad. There is such a thing as growing too quickly. You outgrow your infrastructure, you outgrow your people, you outgrow everything. Talking like 300-400% year-over-year growth for several years in a row. It's exhausting. And most of the times, what can happen if you take that growth rate too long is you start really sacrificing all of the things that shouldn't be sacrificed, such as yourself as the entrepreneur, such as your market. And really, they're the ones that power every business. There's no such thing as a business without customers. You got to take care of your customers. So anyways, we're growing methodically now. And I'm like 2 years into this most recent run. And one of the crazy things is I'm not interested in scaling everything at the same time because there's other things that are more important than just scale. Such as like, are you having fun? Do your clients like you? Do they want to keep paying you? One of our big models right now in the consulting space. And like, make no mistake about it. Like, I would bet on myself over everyone else in the entire industry right now. Why? Because I feel like I'm the best. 2, I feel like I'm the most durable when it comes to like controlling pacing and timing. And you don't just 10x everything overnight. There are some things, there are some issues with that methodology. And one of the commitments that I have is I'll never do something that makes me more money than my clients. I'll never do something that is good for me and bad for my team. The durability of a system is based on the ecosystem of the system. It's the whole ecosystem. It's does everything grow and flourish together? So anyways, the sales company is doing great, but we're growing it slowly. The consulting firm is doing great. We're growing it a little bit slower than what we did back in the day. But now people are like, yo, how'd you build this? And to be honest, it's like, look, when you build something that is healthy, that wants to sustain itself, it naturally gobbles up market share. So anyways, that's not even the point of kind of what I have on my mind. I was talking with a client earlier. We were talking about luck, talking about consistency and discipline and adherence to what you have said you're going to do. And, you know, he's in this season where he's been doing something for 3 months. He's been really consistent for about 3 months. And he's frustrated because there's not a lot of yield that he can directly attribute to his activities in 3 months. And I said, first of all, what you should think about is, like, it will sometimes take me a year to get something working. And this is not just even in online or consulting work. Like, there's a skill set that I invested, on the line is about 150. To learn the skill set. I think it's a really great skill set. I'm going to learn this. And I'm about 6 months in and it's working, but then it's not working. And I haven't seen like an immediate yield off of this. You might think like, yo, why are you investing money and not seeing an immediate yield? Because that's called life, bruh. That's called like normal life. The hell did you get this idea that you can just buy a 10K program and make $100,000 the next month? It's insane. That's called Las Vegas. That's called gambling. And I'm not about that. What I want is I want skill set. I want predictable skill set. I want the ability to produce income and impact. I want the ability to control the controllables with acumen and with real earned ability. there's such a thing as being consistent long enough for the uncertainty and randomness of life to stack up next to you and help push you across the line. So I'm saying, here's how most people do it. They'll do something for 5 or 6 months. And because the randomness of life is random, that's why it's called randomness, you never know when good luck or good fortune or misfortune is going to strike. And so what'll happen is you'll go 5 or 6 months and good fortune, the random kind, will be set to deliver in month 7, right? Get this picture. You've been trying to do something for 6 months. It's not really working, but it's sort of working. It's a little random. And all of a sudden, you get a lucky break month 7. But the problem is you quit at month 6. You out. Luck's got nothing to multiply or to compound. So we got normal randomness. There's an allotment of randomness in the financial markets. There's an allotment of randomness in real estate and business and relationships. There's some things that are just random. And what we can do if we want to profit from that randomness is we can just make sure we show up so that luck and randomness has something to multiply and to compound. The biggest mistake that of your life, if you really clock this and track it, is usually right before you get the lucky break, and I'm using the word luck with a little bit liberally, like, do I think that my success in life is because of luck? No. Do I think that I have benefited from luck? Absolutely, just like everyone else who has a pulse. Luck hits us all. It's up to us whether we're going to be playing in the game when randomness decides to give us a fortune, when randomness decides to show us good luck. And we have to survive through the period of earning it. It's like, I'm going to just consistently get consistent. That's my goal. That's my game. That's what I'm going to do for the next 6, 8, 10 months. It doesn't matter. And I'm willing to pay the cost and the price associated with getting this skill set. Some people come into my world and they make a lot of money really quickly. Some people come in and they make a lot of money over a period of a year. Some people come in, they don't make a lot of money in 3 months, and so they think that the whole thing is busted, and they quit, and they go from person to person to person to person to person, and it's like, whoa, you look up 3 years from now, it's like, why are you in the same place, bro? Why are you doing this? What are you doing? Nothing. That's what you're doing. You have the appearance of doing something, but really what you're doing is spinning around in circles like a dummy dum-dum. I didn't say all of this stuff. I don't call clients dummy dum-dums, although they'd probably love it. But I've been a dummy dum-dum many times in my career, and I've just made the decision at this point. If a skill is worth learning, I'm going to be 100%. I'm going to be consistent in developing that skill. Whoa, this is a long one. I'm sorry, but I love you. 8 minutes in, it's time to go.